Testing.
Why are you saying testing over the intro?
Sorry.
Do you not hear it? I have you plugged in. You have your headset plugged in, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Uneven, my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm lying in state Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
And it is early January. Is it the 3rd?
It's the 4th.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, I wasn't keeping track. What? Why bother keeping track at this point, right?
Yeah, I'll keep track.
Okay, so how are you doing?
Pretty good. How
no,
are you doing?
No, you're lying now.
I'm doing pretty
you
good.
You hurt your knee?
Yeah, for some reason my knee hurt my knee worse, but...
You are too busy getting into Chick-fil-A. You are too excited about that barbecue.
Yeah, right.
And you hurt your leg, but...
Now I'm having to use a cane.
You're using a cane, but you're bad at it because you throw the cane on the ground.
Yeah.
And you are getting a shot of some kind. You know what this shot's called?
No, it's just a shot that you get in your knee so you can make it 3 more months without having surgery.
And why are you doing that?
Because I want to go on a cruise to the Caribbean.
And what if you don't feel like going on the cruise?
Then we don't get our money back.
Which means I'd have to go in your place and you'd stay here by yourself.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, well, you have neighbors.
Yeah.
That's what I told Dad is, well, you have a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if she falls, somebody will eventually figure it out, right?
We'll see.
That's kind of the way I see it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, not a lot else there, but I mean, I did go to the movie theater for the first time in a year. I saw Avatar: Fire and Ash.
So what did you, how many points were, why would you rate it?
How many points? Oh. The trouble is all the Avatar movies, they're kind of just like on the almost okay side. They're not quite a thumbs up. They're like, as Siskel and Ebert would put it, kind of like halfway, just about. Like they're all
half up.
They're all 7 out of 10 type movies. The issue with this one, though, I saw it in Dolby Cinema. This is AMC's large format. I think the screen's actually a lot smaller than these other large formats. So it's way smaller than the IMAX, but it was a very sharp picture, and they used 2 lasers in their projection.
Neat.
And it makes the 3D look really good.
There was the sound?
It wasn't too loud.
Good.
But it also cost $30.
But you were in a recliner, chilling.
I was in a recliner, but it was a very narrow recliner. It was not quite like what they were saying. However, it is a smaller room.
Yeah.
I didn't see anyone get up during the movie. And even if they did, there wasn't that many people
to get
up.
Did they have depends on? That's a long movie.
It doesn't feel that long for some reason. The Avatar does. Even
it
the
must
last
be very
one we
engaging.
Went to, it didn't feel as long as the Batman, which was just a little shorter, really. And I had to get up and go to the restroom during that one, which reminded me of when I had to do the same thing in 95 back in Batman Forever. But I thought that, you know, the 3.5 hours, it goes by okay. The trick with this movie, the way the Avatar make all this money, it's not necessarily the effects. It's because the story is really simple. There's not a lot you have to think about. You can just be engaged by the visuals. If it was more convoluted and you had plot twists and subplots and other things happening, I think it would be harder to keep track of all of that. And then you wouldn't have time to take in like the visuals of Pandora.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So I thought it was kind of just okay. The big issue I have with this movie in particular is the ending really just seems like the last movie again. Okay,
really?
We're going to defend the calves in the pod, you know, the whale creatures. We're going to defend them, and here comes a big boat, and they're going to come attack. And I guess the only real difference is now they've gathered up more of the tribes. So like how he gathered up tribes at the end of the first movie. Now, okay, we gather up tribes and we fight them in the forest. Now we're fighting over in the bay. Now we're gathering tribes and fighting in the bay. So they just took the two movies before and combined them. And you could look at this and the previous movie and probably not be able to tell the difference. They might have even used cut stuff or alternate shots of some of the action in this movie. It would not surprise me.
Was Sigourney Weaver in this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was there. And also, I thought this one seemed a little more like people were saying, oh, well, that first one's like Dances with Wolves. This one starts off and it's like, whoa, this is more like The Last of the Mohicans. And Wes Studi was back.
Was he really cool?
Well, sort of. Like at the end, they had a thing, like a memory type thing.
Good.
All right. So they had that. So it was kind of like Last of the Mohicans there.
So why are you excited about Wes Studi? Because you got to meet and were in a movie with Wes Studi, weren't you?
And as you like to say, like you were traveling in what, New Mexico, and you said, well, what was it? Oh, Wes Studi lives in Taos, but Julia Roberts lives in
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe. You were like, well, Julia Roberts lives in Santa Fe, but Wes Studi lives in Taos. And it was just kind of a weird way to compare the two.
Santa Fe is kind of, I guess that's probably the nicer place to live. But Taos, I think, is a lot cooler. I always like Taos better.
All right. Well, let's get into the news.
Okay.
Not a ton of news here. We have a grandma who beat cancer 5 times, got shot to death on Christmas Day.
Seriously.
This happened where a neighbor, I guess across the neighborhood or something, got a new gun and he was practice shooting a Red Bull can. That's why I'm drinking Red Bull.
Great. Yeah, I heard about that. It went like 2 blocks, the bullet did.
He didn't have a proper backstop. And this woman was shooting, was sitting over there holding a grandkid.
Oh.
Don't worry, she wasn't that old of a grandma. But she was holding a grandkid going, somebody got a new gun, and when they heard this popping sound, and then she slumped over.
Oh, man, that is really sad.
So the guy who shot her seems to have been really upset about it.
Good.
At least. So
is he going to go to prison?
Maybe not. Maybe it's such a weird accidental. Now, he might have a weapons charge for the improper backstop, but they are kind of off in the country. It doesn't really look like a neighborhood from the pictures I saw.
Oh, man.
They might be allowed to shoot over there, but maybe there was something improper about her. There might, you know what I mean, but it is kind of a freak thing.
Well, he might get some kind of punishment, surely. We'll have to follow that and find out what his punishment will
be. I'm not sure about that. Here's a great headline. This tells you everything you need to know about why the media is irrelevant now.
Okay.
Shedeur Sanders reacts to final game of historic rookie season with Browns. Nothing historic about a season.
His first season. That's historical.
It's historical in that he shouldn't even be playing. That's what's historic about it. They just nepotismed a kid into a starting quarterback job.
Can be historical.
What they do is when they want to make it a race bait headline, whenever a black person does anything in the news, it's historic.
Well, everything's historic.
Listen, when it is pertaining to a white person, historic is not in the headline.
Well, okay?
Beyonce reacts to historic, now she's a billionaire news. Like, they say she's a billionaire now. What they've done is they've made up fake billionaires. Like, Selena Gomez is a billionaire, but she can't be in a movie. Like, are you kidding me? Well, how is she a billionaire? So that young girls who are, like Mexican-American can look up to her. They make up these stats.
You don't think she's really a billionaire?
Heck no. If she was a billionaire, she'd be in some movies.
Well, she's got a Netflix series.
No, she's on a Hulu series that's terrible. Look, if she was a billionaire, where is the money coming from? She doesn't have any hit movies. She doesn't have any hit songs. Where's the money coming from?
Well, maybe they somebody invested in it for her.
They make this stuff up. So Shedeur Sanders played like garbage, but one of the Browns got a sack record, most sacks in a season. Today. Cool. Unfortunately, now they play more games than when Strahan did this record.
Oh.
And he barely did it. He was on pace to really blow it out of the water. He'll probably still get Defensive Player of the Year. He also shares my birthday. His name's Miles Garrett.
Okay.
Okay. He doesn't look much like me, though. scientists are saying chewing gum has a mysterious effect on the brain.
Good.
So
it stimulates
one
the
of
brain.
The weird things here is that when everybody's losing their businesses because the government was forcing everybody out of business so that the rich people could stay in business.
Right.
Wrigley gum was doing pretty good. People were still chewing the gum.
You know, I don't mind people chewing gum, but I don't like when they pop it. Talking about blowing a bubble and popping. I'm talking about like popping it.
The only real issue I have with the gum is the walking on it.
Yeah, people need to throw it in the trash can.
I've never felt compelled to spit it on the ground. I don't know how all these people are trained to do that. Doing this?
Have you seen places that's just like solid gum?
So I think this may have something to do with
Seattle
that
like
old wives' tale sort of thing, like walk and chew gum.
Yeah.
Like, isn't there like an idiom about that?
Uh-huh.
What, you can't walk and chew gum at the same time?
Yeah, this means you're not coordinated.
So I think this might add to coordination, i.e. who drops things all the time in this house?
Well,
and
don't
you say me.
I don't know why I'm dropping things.
Could you chew gum?
I can chew gum.
Could you chew some sugar-free gum and not ruin your teeth, maybe?
Maybe that's what I'll have to try doing, right. So I'll be more coordinated.
I think you're going to actually have to try that, indeed.
Okay.
Okay. And also, I guess President Trump had like a one-hour war with Venezuela.
Yeah.
And then kidnapped and then dressed their president in a Nike running suit. And then you can steal the look. Like, you can get his look and like cosplay as Maduro.
Seriously?
Yeah, because like he had like people figured out like what blindfold he had and his
Well, he didn't have any clothes on. He was probably in bed when they kidnapped him.
I've seen him in different clothes being escorted out, and I have to question how much of this is real, because some of it has like a lot of blood around his neck, and it looks almost like they try to make it look like Saddam Hussein getting captured.
Oh man!
Like, but then they're showing him handcuffed with the Nike tracksuit. So I'm not sure what's real here or not.
Honestly, I haven't seen any pictures. I haven't even looked at the stories online. I just
that doesn't surprise me.
I'm disgusted.
So they're okay. President Trump, I'm President Trump, the greatest president. Some people say I'm the best president. I don't know. Maybe that's true. Probably is. So their country, they're bringing in the fentanyl. They've got illegals coming in. It's terrible. They're bringing the worst from the insane asylum. We're going to take them over. Next day, all right, the oil is ours.
You know? I love it.
So they're not effective with their oil. Now,
Listen and behold, huh?
If you have oil and your country is not getting things in line, you may be in trouble.
Watch out for the Trump.
Now, if you have voodoo worship and human sacrifices, but you don't have oil in like, I don't know, Jamaica or wherever.
Or Haiti.
Okay? Haiti. We don't really care. But if you had oil, now you need to watch out, right? That's what the message is here. It's going to take a little while to get this infrastructure going. Now, I think that the gal who won the Nobel Peace Prize dedicated to Donald Trump, she's like, we're ready to take over. And Trump's like, not so fast, you know? But she's hanging out in like Sweden or someplace. She's like,
she's probably smart. First day there.
She's not in the country yet, but they're looking for her to take over. And Trump's like, I guess the U.S. has taken over for now. But
yeah.
People are kind of acting like Marco Rubio might be in charge of it.
Yeah, Marco Rubio. Where did I think
like,
Cruz?
I've seen people like dressing him up like some kind of like dictator suit and stuff.
Well, at least he can speak Spanish.
This would be a good test run for him to run for president. Like, he's tried running for president before, but then he could be like, you know, I resurrected Venezuela, right? Yeah. Like, that could be work out good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah, so that's why I know about that. How about time for a game?
Okay.
A game called...
What year? Okay.
All right. Now,
so I have to have five songs?
You've got five songs, and they're all from the same year. Okay? This is the new modified rule set.
I get a year before or a year after?
Well, you have been granting yourself a year grace period.
But I think I deserve it because, you know, a song comes out, it's got to get popular, it's got to get played. Da-da-da.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Do you know this one?
Sounds familiar.
So it sounds familiar, huh?
Yeah. Got a job, that's okay.
But they got me working night for me. You don't recognize it?
No.
I think this song plays in stuff. I've heard it before, but I couldn't pinpoint where.
It's got a catchy beat. Who is it?
We'll get to that after you've gotten a taste of it. And so. Here, let's get to like the hook here. You know it can't be that new because there's actual singing.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so that's first up, okay?
Okay.
Now next up, this is one of my favorites, okay?
Yeah, it's a good old song.
All right, so you know this one?
Yeah.
Sing along.
Josie's Girl? Is that it?
No.
Oh. Is it Best Friend? No.
All right, so I think you're aware of this one, right?
Yeah.
All right, so next up. You can sing along.
I don't know.
You don't know this. You'll recognize it in a couple seconds. Are you singing along?
Higher Love. I don't know who sings this.
Okay. Next up.
Brighter Days.
Do you know this?
Yeah, but I can't remember what it is.
Do you want to like maybe get closer to your microphone?
Yeah, I recognize it.
Okay, you do recognize this. Okay. You want to hear a little bit of the singing there?
Sure.
I get so lost sometimes.
You do recognize that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Last song. Okay, now this one's one of your favorites. You should get this, okay?
Okay.
It's not the theme from the 1993 game Doom. They kind of copied it.
Very tongue-in-cheek, but it's my favorite.
You can sing along if you want.
I know, it's the kind of music I don't like, and you know that. I don't like this techno stuff.
Okay, so... Okay.
What?
So I think we are ready to take a guess as to what year. What do you think?
2010.
2010. Mm-hmm. Okay. C'est la vie by Robbie Neville. I might be saying that wrong. Your Love by The Outfield. Higher Love by Steve Winwood. In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. And of course, Master of Puppets by Metallica. 1986.
Oh, wow.
I said this is not the song from Doom from 1993. They kind of copied it. So I thought, okay, now she knows it has to be before 1993.
You gave me
a hint. But instead, somehow, that was, let's add 17 years.
Well, I was thinking, okay, this you like this kind of music. This you said this is one of your favorite songs. I'm thinking, okay, well, surely it was when he was a teenager, but no.
In 2010?
How old were you in 2010?
Not a teenager.
Well, barely.
What year?
That was terrible.
Terrible.
I like the part where I don't like this techno stuff to Metallica's Master of Puppets.
Well, it is techno stuff.
It would be heavy metal or speed metal or something. It's not techno stuff,
well,
okay?
It's not my cup of tea.
Okay, so that went really horrible. All right, now you have some kind of quote for me or whatever?
Yeah, let me get a quote for you. Oh, tell me something funny.
Me?
Yeah, tell me something funny.
Well, I saw the series finale of The Stranger Things.
How was that? Was it funny?
It wasn't that bad, but boy, did they botch the ending for one of the characters. And it's really just a debate bait. It is designed to get everybody to discuss what really happened, even though neither answer makes sense.
Oh, wow. And of course, I haven't seen any of it, so don't.
I don't
want to
much spoil it for you. I don't think it worked out, and then I think a lot of other people say no, it did because. But then I'm like, well, then how did that happen? You know, so it's one of those things. That's the way stuff goes. What you should do, if you want to watch a streaming series, just watch the first season and be like, well, that was okay.
No,
because they never have an idea for a season two or further. Work it out.
Sometimes they get better. So.
I don't know if any streaming series people said got better as it went along. Now, that will happen for Star Trek Next Generation or Seinfeld or maybe Cheers. That does not happen on a streaming show. Okay, go ahead and do this, whatever.
Okay. I'm in a glass case of emotion.
This is not a great quote.
What movie?
Okay, I may need some kind of hint on this.
Okay. The guy that was starred in this movie was on Saturday Night Live.
Is it an Austin Powers movie?
No, I'm in a glass case of emotion.
So it's Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
But I don't know what movie.
Okay, he had really nice hair and he wore a suit.
And he wore a suit in the movie? And
yeah.
A Night at the Roxbury?
No.
That's the movie based on his character that wears the suit and has the slick hair.
How about he's on TV in the movie?
Will Ferrell is on TV.
Yeah, in the movie. I think it's Will Ferrell. Yeah.
Is it Bewitched?
No. He says, he does the news. I'm giving it to you.
Okay. Anchorman.
Yeah. You didn't do very good either.
Well, you picked one of the not quotable lines from the movie.
Well, I'm not going to give you something easy because you're
you could have you could have said, like, milk was a bad choice. I could have gotten that.
Sorry. I have to make it hard for you. You don't make it that your game easy for me. Well, bye-bye now. Oh, I forgot to say Happy New Year.